We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Colonel, the report that David Martin gave us last hour kind of indicated that you got the Turks coming from the north and you've got the Russian-backed Syrian forces coming from the south to support the Kurds, and the Americans are sitting in between. That doesn't sound like a good place to be.
No, it's not a good place to be at all, and they're supposedly going to be evacuated. We've now got the announcement not only of the removal of those 50 or so special operations troops that were right in the area of the offensive being conducted, but actually also the removal of all 1,000 U.S. military forces from Syria. And a couple of the roads that they were using to extract themselves, because they're going to pass back through Iraq now, apparently under the control of Turkish forces. So this is going to be a very delicate operation to get those guys out safely, as this particular offensive does not seem to be slowing down at all as the Turks continue into Syria.
Let's dial back so we have a better understanding. The president said that they would remove our troops from the Kurdish-controlled territory. Explain why we were there and how long we were there in the first place, and what were we doing exactly?
Well, the United States has been in support of the Syrian Democratic Forces since 2014. And they were particularly in this area of Syria, northeastern Syria, where ISIS had set up its own capital in Raqqa. They had really been, in essence, the ground infantry for that particular campaign. And there are some estimates they may have lost up to 12,000 fighters killed in action fighting the ISIS, as the United States provided them training, equipment, and certainly air support in that particular operation. So that had been going on for some particular period of time. And they'd moved up and actually pushed ISIS out of this area now, which actually buttresses the Turkish border. So we had been there as that particular caliphate had physically failed, and they were conducting as well, if you'll, mop-up operations, ongoing operations to destroy any final sleeper cells, identify people who are still affiliated with ISIS, and, oh, by the way, detain up to 70,000 former ISIS fighters and their families at a number of camps in this particular area. And that brought us to this particular point, and the maintenance of those forces along that border, U.S. forces, in many ways then serves that as a deterrent because of the longstanding animosity between Turkey and the Kurds and the identification of Turkey of these Kurds as being terrorists. The concern was that Turkey would conduct an offensive into Syria, which they had threatened for some time. When the president then announced about a week ago now the removal of U.S. forces, that provided literally a green light for Turkey to conduct the operation that's ongoing at the moment.
So why do the Turks hate the Kurds so much?
Again, going back decades and decades, about 20% of the population of Turkey is Kurdish, most of them in the southeastern part of the country. And even back in the days of the Ottoman Empire, the Kurds, as a separate minority, had long sought their own particular country. The Kurdish nation, if you will, stretching across the southeastern portion of Turkey, northeastern Syria, and also the northern portion of both Iraq and Iran. I remember being in Iraq at one time during the war when, in fact, up north we received information and intelligence that Turkish units had shelled Kurdish villages in northern Iraq. And the next day, they shelled Kurdish villages in northern Iran. So they were, it stretches across there. And this sort of ongoing insurgency with the Kurds has occurred in Turkey for literally decades, and thousands of people have died as the Turkish government has tried to put down that insurgency.
One of the most disturbing images that came out yesterday and over the weekend were Turkish soldiers executing people randomly as they move through and recording it as they did. And I know that yesterday the president then announced sanctions against Turkey to try to get them to stop the invasion and declare a ceasefire.
Yeah, it's true, though. Many people on Capitol Hill on both sides of the political aisle believe these sanctions have not gone far enough. What the president announced was an increase of 50% in the tariffs placed on steel coming out of Turkey and also sanctioned three individuals in the Turkish government. One of them was the Minister of Defense. But actually, those raises on the tariffs, at least, really bring them back to about the level that they were back in May. And a large number of politicians and congressmen and senators have called for much more severe sanctions being placed on Turkey. The European Union, for example, seems to be now banning all arms sales. And what's really interesting is independently, Volkswagen just announced that it would not move ahead with the creation of about a $1.5 billion auto plant in Turkey, which also will administer a real tough sanction on the Turkish economy.
Well, whatever the case may be in the long run, this is just one heck of a mess right now. And we are seeing it in our living rooms every night, and it's very uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah, it truly is. And sadly, I think this is a crisis of our own making. I mean, the situation on the border there was not great, but we did not have the chaos and fighting we have now. And the presence of U.S. forces there, a few, 50 to 100, did in fact serve that particular deterrent, and that seemed to be working. It's very unlikely, I believe, that Turkey would have conducted this offensive if the United States had maintained its forces there with the Kurds along the border. And there had begun some negotiations, albeit very, very slowly, to try to reduce tensions and find some kind of a settlement. The United States, in the last few weeks, had gotten the Kurds to remove certain fortifications they'd put up on the border, move some of their heavy weapons back in an effort to reduce tension with the Turks. There were some joint patrols that were being planned and the like. So things, though not great, were at least stable. But again, once the United States got out of the way, then the Turkish offensive began. And now we have this chaos, which at the moment even possibly leads to a confrontation that you mentioned a little while ago between the Syrian government troops now and the Turkish government, because the Kurds have turned to Damascus, to President Assad, for their support. And don't forget, Assad is backed by the Russians, so there's a possibility of the Russians and the Turks, who are still a NATO ally, on the road to a confrontation.
You literally need a playbook to figure it out here at home. But
suffice it to say, if Turkey gets involved with the Russians, then all of a sudden our alliance is NATO. Means that we got to go back in. It's a mess. Colonel, thanks.
My pleasure, guys. Have a good day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.